Miss any of Today FM Breakfast with Grant, Ed and Ash? Download the Today FM app and get the Catch Up podcast now.
Ladies and gentlemen. 104.1.
Hello, good morning. How you doing?
Today FM.
Hello, darlings. Happy Monday. Ash here introducing today's podcast. The boys did a sex addict test. It was a bit embarrassing, this voice. My mum calls me a lot and we finally listened to the voicemails on air and I felt pretty bad about it. And then this was a big one. Mel B, we had an exclusive. We got lots of press about this, actually, admitted that the Spice Girls tour wasn't actually confirmed. Hope you enjoy today's podcast and we'll see you back on air very soon. Love you.
You doing this?
Oh, you can bring it in.
I'm too afraid.
I am not keen on this.
No, there's a thing going around at the moment, which is a test that you can do.
You brought it up on the email. We have a group email about the content, and you said this sounds like fun. So
well, someone sent it to us, which I don't know if it says more about them or their concerns for us, but it's a test that you can do to find out if you are a sex addict. Right?
Yeah.
And I hear this excuse a lot. You hear a lot of people who are cheaters go, I'm not a douchebag. I'm a sex addict.
Russell Brand busted it out for 2 years and then decided he wasn't anymore.
Or it's the Charlie Sheen defense as well.
Okay.
No, it's not.
Comparing ourselves to those two creeps is not a great story.
No. So, I don't know, maybe people have wondered, am I on the cusps?
I'm wondered if you are. So what we've got, okay. Violet, our sexy Vi-Vi. Hi, Vi.
Hi, guys.
Now, if people
I think
we
failed the first test if we've just called her sexy Vi-Vi, just quietly.
That's the nickname you've been given, is it not?
Yes, yeah, that is my
Not by us,
mind So that's fine.
Okay.
Okay. Right. So
you can play along in the car and find out whether you are a sex addict.
I have the test in front of me. You just need to answer yes or no, and at the end, I will let you know if you are a sex addict or not. Jesus.
If the first question is, have you visited www.tallladies.com, my answer is what?
No, that is not the first question.
No, not on my browser history.
Has he already failed? Surely. He's
Absolutely. Okay, let's do this. Have your needs driven you to have sex in places or situations or with people you would not normally choose? Yes
or no? Well, definitely locations. My wife and I once did it in Brisbane, which was a bit much.
So that's a yes from Ed?
Yes. No, that's a no from me.
What? Locations? You haven't done it anywhere exciting or wild or
No.
Open air or on a public beach? Or
clearly it's a yes from Danielle.
Prime Minister's office or anything like that? No?
You have.
That's
so
a yes from me.
Yes.
Okay, yeah. Question.
So no from me.
Two, does your pursuit of sex or sexual fantasies conflict with your moral standards or interfere with your personal spiritual journey?
I'd say yes. I think about it more than I should.
What is your personal spiritual journey, do you think? Where is it headed, your spiritual journey?
Well, I've noticed if I think about it, I get anxious, right? So then it's creating a state of anxiety, so therefore I'm not zen. So yes.
All right, okay, Ed?
No, my personal spiritual journey, Israel Folau's got me on the straight and narrow.
So, two yeses for Grant, no noes for Ed.
Last question.
Do you need greater variety, increased frequency, or more extreme sexual activities to achieve the same level of excitement or relief?
Greater variety, increased frequency and relief is also the station motto of Today FM. So all of us are partly as greater variety. What do you mean by variety?
Like different positions.
Mixing it up.
Yeah. Oh,
trying new things.
Ed bought a donkey once.
It sounds boring.
No. I think it's another.
Can I go half?
There
yes?
was a period where, yeah, I would.
What'd you do? Did you have some ideas? Did you drop some diagrams?
You tried a few things. I'm too afraid to answer yes for the third question. That means I've said yes for all.
Yes or no?
Yes!
Yeah, he's a big yes.
Okay. Now, if you answered yes to any of these, you should seek help.
What?
What about all three?
So I'm a sex addict?
You are a sex addict.
He's beyond help.
What about all three? He said yes to all three. Well, what does that mean?
He needs... call someone now.
No.
Charlie Sheen.
I'm not a bad human.
All right, and Grant, your host, a family game show tonight at 6 o'clock. So, Ash, lovely to have you back. Now,
happy to be back.
Yeah, you might. That might be in the past. Let's just see what happens in the next 2 minutes. So you remember we looked at your phone and you had 29,000 unread emails? Okay.
And 107 unlistened to voicemails because no one listens to voicemails. Just text me.
Yeah. It gets converted to texts anyway.
Yeah, mine don't. I just can't be bothered. It's too many now, so it's just, I should change my voicemail too. I'm not going to listen to this, text me.
Yeah, do that.
I'm going to do that today, actually.
As if you'll get round to that. So 107 unread, unlistened to voicemails. Yeah. And the other thing that you like to do is that you like to give your phone to Sexy Vi-Vi, our producer, during the show.
Yeah.
Often to sort of monitor an Uber Eats delivery.
No, now, sometimes I'm waiting on a call or waiting on a text because I trust Violet, she holds my phone.
What have you done?
Have you listened to my voicemails?
No. Yes. We have listened to your voicemails and we've made a collection of ones from your mother. Now, you have, and I, because
no,
I think.
This will make me feel so bad. She calls me 100 times a day.
You haven't listened to messages from your own mom?
Isn't that disgusting, Grant?
Every couple of days I call her
and
she can
feel
me. Oh, God.
She told us you guys are so close. So clearly that is just a lie.
Am I going to feel so bad when I hear this?
Yeah. So we've put together a montage because you refuse to listen to your beautiful mother's voicemail. So now you have to listen to them on the radio.
Hi, Ash. It's Mum.
Hi, Ash. Finished at the hairdresser's. They give me a ring. Bye.
Hi, Ash. It's Mum.
Hi, Ash.
Oh, hi, Ash. It's Mum.
Hi, Ash. I have to give you a full report of last night and this morning. Sammy is hilarious.
Hi, Ash.
Ash, can you ring me back? You've got an apparent failure to vote.
Hi, Ash. It's Mum.
You made the telegraph again.
Hello, Ash. It's your mother. Can you give me a ring and let me know how you are?
Hi, Ash. It's Mum.
Hi, Ash. Can you give me a ring? I'm beginning to get concerned.
Oh, hi, Ash. It's Mum. Give me a ring back. Nothing important, just nice to hear your voice. Bye.
Oh, that one really hurt.
Concerned.
Just nice to hear your voice. It's been a while. And by the way, you're not enrolled to vote.
Yeah, no, yeah. I move around.
Okay, was that one?
Ask me anything.
I got a question for you.
I got to ask you.
Time for another Ask Me Anything. And Grant, you were requesting if we could try and speak to somebody, a lady who had had a baby while they were in prison. And we are actually lucky enough to be joined by Lisa. Hi, Lisa.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Thanks for joining us today.
That's okay.
Now, we'll get the big question out of the way first up. A lot of people will want to know initially, how did you end up in prison? What happened?
I stole money from my workplace. So as a single mom, I just was taking a couple of $100 here and there and did it once more and it added up. So end up going to jail for fraud. So I was sentenced to 3.5 years, 9 months to serve in prison.
Okay.
And I was 6 months pregnant.
And you obviously now you regret that. I'm sure you regret that time in your life and the stealing and stuff like that that led you to that point.
Oh, 100%. 100% regret it. Wish that I didn't go to prison at all. But in saying that, it was a huge wake-up call. And it changes your life because, I mean, some people learn from it and you just don't make those same mistakes again. It's not worth it.
Yeah, great.
The idea that you're about to have a baby whilst in jail must have been incredibly daunting for a mum because they're not the ideal circumstances that we all read and hope for.
Devastating. Absolutely devastating. I already had a 5-year-old son who was taken away from me right there and then in the courtroom.
Oh.
I knew that exact moment that I was going to have my baby in there and I collapsed in the courtroom. It's devastating. Oh. You feel very, very, very guilty that you put yourself in this situation.
Not everybody gets to keep their baby when they're in prison, do they?
Not at all. And it's actually very hard to keep your child in prison. It's not automatic. Just because you go to jail and you're pregnant does not mean you get to keep your child in there. I've seen many of pregnant mums go to the hospital and come back without their babies because you do have to be checked and certified by child safety and you have to be basically cleared to be able to look after your child in there.
What happened to you? So you've gone into labour. Where did you have the babies? Did they take you to a hospital?
I started off in Brisbane Women's Correctional Centre, so the big high security jail. But before my son was born, I actually made it to one of the low security centres.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean by made it? Did you had to qualify for that?
Yeah. So basically, you've got to be a non-violent offender, and you've got to follow the rules in there. And you've got to do the right thing, and if a place becomes available, which is very hard in the low security centre for a pregnant mother because there is only 5 parents' rooms, 5 mothers' rooms over there. So I was lucky enough to have my son in a normal hospital.
And then this is going to be very crude. Were you handcuffed while you were having...
No.
Okay.
No. So if I was still at the high security jail, I would have been handcuffed and there would have been a prison guard at the door the whole entire time. I was lucky enough where I had a 24-hour prison pass. So every 24 hours, a prison guard came to the hospital, checked that I was still there, gave me a new pass. I had to sign it. They signed it. And it was just a continuous 24-hour pass.
Was the prison guard one of the first people to meet your baby?
No. My baby's father was in the room and so was my best friend.
Okay.
They had to be spending weeks and months prior to the baby being born. They had to be cleared through the jail to be allowed to be in the room. Nobody could just come up and visit me at the hospital. They had to be cleared by the jail first and have... written permission.
Look, Lisa, your story of going to prison and raising a baby in prison is so fascinating. We've got so many more questions. Could you please stay there? We'll come back and have a bit more of a chat.
No worries.
Ask me anything.
I got a question for you.
I gotta ask you.
So on the line, we've still got Lisa as part of today's Ask Me Anything. So she gave birth in prison. She'd been in there for a couple of months. Lisa, thank you for sticking around.
It's my pleasure.
So if you've got your partner outside jail, you in jail, one person is not going to be seeing this baby. So how did it happen for you? Who had custody of your child?
He actually left me after 2 weeks of going to jail. He actually left me and went off with another girl. So he was with somebody else. My baby was born on Valentine's Day. So he came down and he was there for the birth, but he left 15 minutes afterwards to get back to his girlfriend because it was Valentine's Day. And I was in labour all day and I didn't have him until 10 past 7 at night. So it was very hard. I was very alone. It was just me and my bub.
Mm. So did you get to keep the baby and then raise the baby in prison? What happened there?
So he spent 6 months with me. He was 6 months old by the time I got out. So, no, he stayed with me the whole entire time.
And so what about the 5-year-old? With your other child, what was happening there?
He was with my family. Unfortunately, my family turned their back on me and didn't support me. So they thought it was best to punish me even more. So I actually didn't get to see my 5-year-old. I saw him twice in 9 months. So that was devastating. And this was 10 years ago and he's now 15 and I'm still trying to undo the damage. Mm. So it's a continuous battle.
You get out of hospital and you go back to jail and with a baby, there's what, like a mother's unit there? And are you treated any differently than other prisoners?
It's not that you're treated differently, but you obviously have to do things differently than other people. Sometimes you might get out of, you know, a certain job or name call, roll call and things like that because you're up feeding your baby or you're bathing your baby or, you know, you've got appointments to take your baby to. So obviously, you're treated a little bit differently, but the same rules still apply to everyone.
Mm.
And nobody's allowed to touch your baby. No one can hold it.
Really?
You can't pass your baby around or anything like that. You pick one person. Really? They have to be certified by child safety, and they're allowed to only hold your baby if you have a shower or something like that.
Oh my God.
Wow. Well, talk us about through your life now.
It's really good now. I worked very hard. I was on the TV show Conviction Kitchen when I got out of prison.
Congrats. Yes, well done.
Channel 7.
Great.
Yeah. And that as hard as it was to do that TV show, that got me a job in a restaurant for 3 years. And then I decided to study to be a teacher aide. And I've been working with Education Queensland for 6 years.
Wow.
And we live in a beautiful home. And I'm still on my own. I have twins as well now.
How many children do you have?
So you've got four kids.
Yeah.
Wow.
So I have four, including my twins, on my own, and I just work hard and try to do the best for my kids.
Lisa, you sound really incredible. You've been so frank and honest with us about what was no doubt a very harrowing part of your life, and you sound like you've really turned things around and you have a lot of remorse for what you did back then, and I've got to say credit to you. Well done.
Good on you, mate.
Thank you. And I do want people to know that they can turn their life around.
That's a great
message. You don't have to, just because you've made a mistake or done the wrong thing or have been to prison, it doesn't mean you're a bad person. If you choose to turn your life around.
Well, the whole of Australia is excited for some, as yet unofficial, unconfirmed news that the Spice Girls will be coming to Australia in 2020. And to clarify it all, one of our favourite people to have on this show, Mel B, live from London. Hello!
Hi, how are you?
Mate, we are good, but you realise what you've done to 24 million Australians across the other side of the world, mate.
24 million Australians, I wouldn't like that. Yeah, what have I done?
Well, on Saturday night, to just be like crystal clear here, you announced to the crowd, like after doing 13 stadiums and 700,000 fans, you announced that the Spice Girls will be coming to Australia in 2020. Is this true?
Well, you know what? You know me by now. I'm always going to say the Spice Girls are going to continue and tour the whole entire world. Yeah. And my thing is, and I've got to be in my bonnet about it, is that we need to come to Australia first, out the gate. Just done London, and now we need to come to Australia. So I announced it on stage, without everybody else signing off 100%. But I figured if I put it out there, then maybe it's going to happen because I've been putting it out there for 7 years. Exactly. And London actually did happen after 7 years of me putting it out there. So I figured, you know, Australia in February sounds pretty good to me. Doesn't sound good to you?
And Mel, it sounds awesome to us. And Mel, was it the first time the other girls on stage had heard it? Because they looked a little surprised.
No, I've been talking about it forever. Okay. I've been talking about it since January, actually.
Okay, good.
So
they're on board. The girls are on board. The other girls
the
are
on board.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. Okay,
pencil, great. But
no,
not pen.
Not on board fully yet. It's penciled in. But I will make sure it actually does happen. I don't
know
for myself right now.
Very least, we could just have a Mel B. Like, if there's one out of five, we'll take it, mate.
Listen, we just did London. And it actually happened. So, Australia, I will make sure it happens.
And how was it? Like, how insane was it to be back on stage to that many people and the whole world just going nuts? Was it like old times or was it better?
It's kind of surreal and it's really humbling and really scary and overwhelming, but it feels amazing. Absolutely amazing. I can't actually believe that we've actually done it.
Yeah, and done it so well. So we've seen some of the really big names that have been coming to the concert. So Adele was there.
Sam Smith was
the other night. Which other sort of famous musicians and people have been coming up and wanting to see you backstage?
There's been a lot of people. We had Ella Henderson. We had a lot of Beverly Knight. We've had like a few of the Stones. And it's been a roller coaster ride. And the love and the support has been beyond. Yeah, it's kind of shockingly nice.
What's with your traveling to the stadium routine? Because you're the Spice Girls. I would imagine like helicopter trips from hotel to venue. But you're catching the tube.
Yeah, because the one I want to sit in a car for an hour and a half. I'll just pop on the tube for like 25 minutes. Done.
So good. Right. Were people noticing you? Like, holy shit, that's from LB taking photos, stealth photos on their phone.
No, nobody really cared. I mean, it's the tube. Everyone's in their own world, going somewhere or going to work or going home. I mean, I was in full, like, weave, extensions, hair, makeup, glitter, and nobody even batted an eyelid. I must have just looked like a drag queen on there. Like, who's that person trying to dress up like Mel B? Extra.
Ed, one of my co-hosts, made an amazing suggestion.
Got an idea.
Mel B, I think you should pitch it to Mel B.
Got an idea, right? So, obviously, we're so happy to have the four of you up there on stage. And then I've been noticing, like you said, all of these huge name musicians that have been meeting backstage. But you saw Adele was singing along to all of the songs on her Insta. All these things. I was thinking, why not have, when you come to Australia and tour the world, have a guest fifth member for a couple of songs each night? Like Adele could have come out and sung.
Think about that. Originally, we did think about that when Victoria was like, not up for performing. Mm. You know, she sends her love and support. And we just thought, you can't replace anybody in this group. So,
but what about Kylie? Kylie for one song, perhaps in Australia, it'd be a bit of fun.
No, I think no.
What about Danny then? How about Danny? Will you take Danny? How about Danny?
No. I just said
I
no.
Love you, Bill.
Jimmy Barnes? What about Jimmy Barnes?
No.
John Farnham?
No.
Come on.
Is there any sign that
shut up.
Any shut up.
Would Victoria Beckham come back now that she's seen how successful it is?
We don't want to.
Stop it.
You know what I mean? Like,
I don't
know.
You have to ask her. You have to ask her. Her mum and dad actually did come and see the concert, but she didn't come and see it, which is a bit sad, but it is what it is. Yeah. But, you know, she's there in support and loving the loyalness, I guess.
Yeah. I love that. One thing that I loved is that that Jerry actually announced, she said, I'm sorry I left. I was just being a brat. I want to say it's good to be back with the girl. Were you like, did you feel vindication?
What? Say that again.
Did you feel like happy that she'd finally admitted it and you were like, yeah, it's my girl?
It actually made me cry a little bit inside, but I didn't show it. But that was nice that she did that because she did leave on my birthday.
Oh,
it was just a couple of weeks ago, by the way. Happy birthday. You look better than ever, Mel.
44 years old.
Bring it on.
We were at Wembley Stadium 21 years ago.
Wow.
It's crazy to even think about it like that.
Is it harder to do now? Like getting out there and cranking out hit after hit for 2 hours and dancing and singing, like it sounds like actually quite a slog, like quite hard work.
Well, I mean, it is hard work, but it's a really enjoyable hard work. And I'm in my element on stage with my three best friends. Of course I am. So it doesn't feel like work. You know, it's just what we love to do. We like to perform, we like to sing, we like to dance. It's our music that we wrote. And we're giving the fans that have supported us for God knows how many years, what, 24 years, we're giving them what they want. And I think between the four of us, we feel very grateful that we can still do this 24 years later on. You know,
wow.
Crazy.
We cannot wait to see you do it in Australia if your manifestation comes to pass. Good on you for putting it out there.
I guarantee. Well, I'm not going to guarantee, but yes, I will guarantee February next year.
Mel B.
The girls are going to hate me right now.
Oh, that's great.
Hate me.
It's always a pleasure, Mel B. Can't wait to see you in Feb.
Miss any of Today FM Breakfast with Grant, Ed and Ash? Download the Today FM app and get the catch-up podcast now.
Ladies and gentlemen.
104.1.
Hello, good morning.